this morning in the spirit of Christ. If you have your Bibles, we'd like, if you would, to turn to the Gospel according to St. John. I'll read verses 1 through 5 out of chapter 2, and the supporting scripture that had already been read in your hearing out of Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. The Bible reads in the second chapter of St. John, beginning at verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Think about verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. But Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Ephesians 1 through 3 of chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first command with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or subject on this Mother's Day. Whatever mama say, that's what you do. Whatever mama say, that's what you do. And we are just so thankful that God has allowed us another opportunity to come into this place. He's allowed us this morning an opportunity to assemble ourselves just for praise and worship and to offer thanksgiving to such a loving God. Today is one of those most special and precious days of the year as we honor and we appreciate our mothers. Is a day where we are in celebration of the love that and admiration that they have. And we just thank God for all that they've done. We thank God for them being the giver of life. And we thank them for their unconditional love and sacrifice. This is a day that I pray that every mother would know that they are loved. Somebody ought to tell their mother they love them today. Somebody ought to know that you ought to be glad that you are able to say a word, even if you can't afford to buy a Hallmark. If you can still talk, you can tell your mother Happy Mother's Day. It's not all about a present in a box or in a bag, but it's about that present of love that you have in your heart that you know that if I can't do anything else, I can just love you with all that I have. You ought to know how to really love your mother and love her while you have a chance, because there's nothing like a mother. We have a whole lot of folk in our lives, but God gave us the precious gift of all when he gave us our mothers. And it had not been for God giving us our mothers, then of course we would not be here. And we know that when we think about God is all about love. And we got to remember that love is God. And if we know God to be love, then love is what love does. And we are thankful that the Bible declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our marquee states that a mother's love is the closest thing to God's love, because of the mere fact that a mother know how to make those extra sacrifices. A lot of times we don't realize the sacrifices that our mothers have made until we get old enough to understand what responsibility and obligations really are. When we get to a place where we realize that things don't come cheap and that everything that we got, somebody got to pay for it. Everything that we go through, somebody had to be there. We fail to think about those days that when we were just a small baby, it was our mothers that was there in the midnight hour, that helped us when we cried, that cleaned us when we messed on ourselves. We got a lot to be thankful for. But then we ought to be glad that you got a mother that loved you enough that stood the test of time. Every mother, every woman that had a baby wasn't a mother to that child. But how many of you know that God will give you a mother? Even if your real natural mother don't treat you like she ought, God got somebody in the midst that'll be a mother for the motherless, that'll be there to let you know that even if it seems like you're all by yourself, you're never by yourself, because God always has somebody. So again, we say to every mother in the house, Happy Mother's Day. We thank God for you. We thank God for what he has done for you and what he's going to do for you. Because one thing is that God blesses us over and over again. God's richest blessings should be upon every mother, not only in this house, but all over the land. There are many in our midst, like myself, that our mothers has already gone to be with the Lord. And they are sleeping and waiting. Waiting on that blessed day when the Lord says that he'll come and we'll all be caught up to meet him in the air. And at that time, we'll be able to see our loved ones one more time. So we are thankful that God loves us so much that even those of us that our mothers are gone, this day is still a very special day, because we remember the love of our mother. We remember how they labored. We remembered how they took care of us. We remember that even though they may be absent with their bodies, they are present in our hearts and in our minds, because we find ourselves constantly reminding ourselves, Mama said this and Mama said that and Mama said don't do it like this. When the Bible says train a child up in the way that he or she should go, then they won't depart from it. Then after Mama is gone, that you hear it in your heart and in your mind, you remember what Mama said don't do. And as the generations come and go, we all have a little bit of change of heart. We may raise our children a little bit different than we were raised, but we have to go back to that old foundation. How many of you know that the old way is the best way? We got a whole lot of modern folk that's trying to do this thing a new way, but you need to be a friend with your child, but just don't be a friend. First of all, you got to be a parent, then try to be a friend. Because if you fail to be that parent, then you're not going to have the quality of a child that you're really wanting to have. You got to know that there are some guidelines, there are some standards, and you just can't do anything that you want to do. You got to know that you got to stand by what your mother has told you to do. Now, we also know that every mother don't say and do everything just right, but that don't give you the chance or the ability to say or talk back to your mama. Too many of us, and I see as you walk through, we got a lot of young folk in the house, so I'm talking to those young folk now that don't have a job, that don't buy your own clothes, hallelujah, that don't take yourself to one ball game or to the other ball game, that don't know what it is to go in there and look at a pair of tennis shoes, and you talking about 60, 70, and 100 plus dollars. When I look back on the day when I had a pair of tennis shoes that cost over $15, that was a good thing. And I wore them tennis shoes just like they were the best shoes in the land. We got children that tell you, I'm not going to wear that. We got a new generation of kids. We want to be name brand. But you just need to have your own name and carry your brand that you are somebody. You can wear anything and be somebody. Yeah, just because you got on polo, that don't put you in a higher statistic. You got to know that polo is just another shirt. Not going to keep you no warmer than that other shirt going to keep you. It's going to get dirty just like those other shirts get dirty. Then we wonder, how did we get where we are? We did it. We did it because our parents weren't able to do all that stuff for us. So God has blessed us, and we stretch out on faith, or we put ourselves in a hole sometimes trying to keep these little children happy. So the children, you ought to try to keep Mama happy, keep Daddy happy. When they've labored and you walk around in these high-dollar sneakers, you ought to be glad that you got somebody to love you enough. And then you don't even want to take out the trash. Somebody need to come by your closet and snatch up some of your things. Take that iPad back. Some of you up there in that corner right now texting. We found a quiet way to communicate. Every now and again, if you're a good parent, you better watch over and look at that phone. I don't care what they say they said, you look at that phone. We're thankful. I'm thankful that I had a real mother. A mother that didn't take any junk. A mother that I knew not to even look at her wrong. Your mother know you. So when you get that attitude, you don't have to say nothing just by the way you walk. She knows you got a little attitude going on. You ever heard mama say you better put yourself in check? Some of you got sense enough not to open up your mouth. And then some of you just don't have any sense at all. Just won't shut up. Got to have the last word. But you better understand that what mama say, that's what you got to do. Whether you like it or not, you got to do what your mama say do. When we consider being a mother, let us go back to the beginning where we get the understanding of why childbearing is so painful. And because of disobedience of the word of God, Eve listened to the enemy as he twisted up the words of God, ate of the forbidden fruit. And then we realized that the Bible said unto her, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And they shall desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Oh, hello, Jesus. Have we forgot what God said? Because you work your own job and you your own woman and don't no man rule you. But if you are a wife to that man, then the Bible said because of the disobedience of Eve, then your husband have rule over you. Somebody gonna get mad, but I don't care. You like to have all these beautiful ceremonies. You better know what you vowing to. Then when you don't like it when you get home, then you want to run off somewhere. And that's a story for another day. When we look in the third chapter of Genesis, also in verse 20, it says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. The name Eve implies the meaning life-giving. So most women have been blessed to be able to give life. And even in pain and sorrow, there's love and there's joy. I've heard so many of you mothers say that out of all the pain that I went through to have this child, there was nothing like holding that child in my arms. And there's a connection between that mother and that child. You got to realize that child been inside that womb for 9 whole months, at least 7 to 9 months, depending upon when you go. And so now because that there's a bond going on, that child hears your voice every day. That child is connected to your life source. So everything you eat and everything you drink, that's what your baby eat and that's what your baby drink. When you get mad and act all crazy, then your baby just start acting all crazy on the inside of you. You wonder why he or she won't be still? You won't be still. That ain't all that sugar eating everything you can see. Then you're wondering why the baby can't be still. And of all the tears, out of all the screaming that you might do, when it's all said and done, you're glad and you thank God that God blessed you to have a healthy child. You see, that's the prayer when you find yourself getting ready to have a baby. Lord, I just want to have a healthy child. I don't care whether it's a boy or a girl, just let it be healthy. And you got to understand that if it's going to be healthy, you got to treat your body right. You got to do what needs to be done to make sure that everything is like what God would have it to be. And then after that child is born into the world, then it's your job, it's your obligation to teach and train that child. If you don't have any respect or any manners at home, then your child won't have any. If your child hear you fussing and cussing all the time, I guarantee you, you may not hear them cuss, but they got some cuss words in them. Our children know what they hear and what they see. And you can't blame it all on the television. And if it is coming from the television, who bought the television? Can you not take the remote from your child? They got a thing on there called parental control. But we too lazy to find out how to work all this stuff so that we can go in there and fix things to where they can't see certain things. So don't get all upset when you go in there and all of a sudden something is on there you don't want them to see. Because if you watch television now, it's not in the late midnight hour, but all day long, anything might be going on. You ever want to see a child stop in his track? You let them walk by the television, there's something going on. They stop anything that they're doing and they tune into the television. It is our responsibility to make sure we watch over our children. And one thing is that a mother knows is that most of the time it's the mother that's going to do most of the work. If you are one that got a good husband or you got a man that is a good father that loves his child enough that's going to be there for that child, you ought to praise the Lord thy God. If you got a man that has stood by your side and taken care of his children, you ought to give God glory and praise. I don't care about how many you heard that not taking care of them. You worry about your own. If you being taken care of, then you ought to give God some praise and be thankful. We talking about parenthood. But the Bible says that once these children are born, young folk, hear what God says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And the promise is that you if you honor them, that ye may have long days upon the earth. So now, if you want to have some enhanced days, then you got to know how to love and how to give honor. We got to realize that honor and respect, the Bible says that he orders us to obey and to teach them the ways of the Lord. So it's just not something that you ought to do. But you got to realize that this is a command. This is an order that comes from the word of God. And what God is telling us this morning is that you need to honor your mother. You need to look at your mother as that life-giving source. You need to know that I don't care if you don't like some of your mother's mannerisms. Don't never get beside yourself. Don't never get out of place. Don't never be disrespectful to that woman you call mama. Anybody in here just love their mother? Anybody in here remember some of those days when even though you loved her, she told you some things and you got mad? Anybody honest enough to say they've been mad at their mama before? I know I've been mad at mine before. I remember one time I wanted to come out and play in the snow. My mama said, "You ain't got no boots. You must be a fool." Man, I just cried. Didn't even want to go to the door and tell them I couldn't come out. I figured they'd get the message after a while. When you're under a mother that don't take any junk, then you don't do what you want to do. You do what mama say do. Now, let us go a little bit close. In our text this morning, we are dealing with Jesus the Christ. And the Bible said that on the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And Jesus' mother was there. Now, Jesus and his disciples were here at this marriage. And when they wanted some wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They don't have any more wine." And Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." Now, do understand that Jesus was not being disrespectful. What he was saying was I want you to know that my time is not yet. I don't want to show folk right now who I am or what I'm able to do, because it's not time for me to present myself in that fashion. So now the mother, realizing that she had birthed Jesus, realized that I can't buck up against Jesus. Even though I'm his mother, I can't buck against Jesus. So the Bible says, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. So the mother realized that I can't tell my Lord what to do, but I can turn around and tell the people, you better do what the Lord say do. I just stopped by to tell somebody this morning. Don't want to hold your patience long, but I want you to know that if you got a mother that is living, you better treat your mother like somebody. You better know that the Bible says you got to honor your mother. You got to love your mother. You got to be there for your mother. Don't wait until mother gets sick before you have time to stop by and see about her. Don't wait until mama get on a deathbed before you go by and see about her. But while everything is going on all right, you better learn how to honor. You better learn how to love. You better learn how to respect. You better learn that your mama is the best thing that have ever happened to you. I found that the Bible said, when she told Jesus, that they told the people, do what he said do. For the Lord told him, I want you to go and get me some water pots. And when you get the water pots, fill them up to the brim. When he filled them up to the brim, he turned the water into wine. And everybody began to drink of the wine. But when he took them to the servant said, this wine is better than the wine we had in the beginning. Don't you know God will save the best for last? When you think that you're out of what you need, all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. And the Lord will do just what you need him to do. I stopped by to tell somebody that if you got a loving mother, you better love her all that you can. There's going to come a time when mother might be gone. When mama might not be able to bake any cakes. Mama can't cook no greens. Mama not able to get by the stove anymore. But that's still my mama. And I'm going to go and love my mama. I'm going to love her while I can. I'm going to let her know that I thank you, mama, for everything that you've done. I thank you, mama, for being the one that has always been by my side. I stopped by to tell Faust Chapel that you better love your mama. What mama say, that's what you gotta do. When mama say get up, you ought to get up. I wonder why, cause mama gotta keep on saying this over and over again. We got some hard-head youngins walking around in our midst. But I want to tell somebody, when you look at the response and read it, it's all right to take that rod and beat some of that mischief out of that child. The Bible said it's not going to kill them just to beat them just a little bit. Now, they may say, I'm going to call 911. And you tell them, I got you, 911. I'm going to nine you. I'm going to one you. I'm going to one you. And then I'll take you downtown. I'll go and talk to Brother Billy. Say, Billy, this child is going to come up here and have a one taken out on me. But I'm going to beat this child right here in your face. And if you want to take care of him, I'll leave him here at the jailhouse. But if he's going back home with me, if I'm his mama, I'll snatch him if I want to snatch him. I'll whip him if I want to whip him. Because I'm the one that labored 9 months. I'm the one that went through the pain and suffering. I'm the one that at the end of the day, if they don't have nobody else, you always got mama. Always. The percentage is much greater that mama gonna be in your life than that daddy's gonna be there. There are so many mothers that are playing both roles. And that's all right. That's all right. You can do it. I guarantee you. You don't have to be a man in the house to have respect in the house. Good thing if you got one. Good thing. But teach your children, mama or daddy, guardian, grandma, grandpa, respect them, love them, do what they say do. Stop having so much lip service. Always got to debate. Why I got to do that? Because I said do it. what mama say, that's what you got to do. That's the way we would read it. If it was good enough for us, it's good enough for them. Now, they done cut down a whole bunch of bushes, but I guarantee you can find a switch if you want to. I hate it. I hated switches. And I hated to have to go get my own. Like, what kind of woman is this? And you get back. She look at it, what's this? Boy, go get me a switch. Then you know what she do? She take that piece of nothing I brought and that other one that I went and got, she wrap them together. Phew. If you want something to sting you, you get a switch across your legs right. See, some of y'all don't know. we used to have whips on our legs. And the whips had little blood spots in it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I look at my leg and I just start crying because I see the blood. Mama, you done tried to kill me. But I bet you I got right. She had one child I know that'll do right. Because I didn't like them beatings. Mama, it's all right to beat them. And I go everywhere else, I go to court with you. And I will say, I said it was all right to beat them. And if I ain't got enough money to help get you out, I pray for you while you in there. Love your mothers. Love your mothers. I just cannot tell you how important it is to really love your mom. Oh, God. Just the mere fact that I don't get an opportunity to go shop and look for nothing for. That's staying before I get worked up. There ain't gonna get worked up. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. But I thank God for a loving mother that was a strong woman that did the very best she could by us. And she's sleeping and waiting.